This show is a proud member of Friends in Tech at friendsintech.com.
Good morning, folks. This is your captain speaking.
Technorama.
Remember when?
Technorama.
On this day in tech history.
Tech.
And now, the news.
Tech.
What the chuck?
Technorama.
Welcome to Blockhead Video.
We're going to California. Where's it at?
Over there, in the media corner.
Technorama.
Hold my beer and watch this.
Unfasten your seatbelts and disregard all safety rules. Here your flight crew, Chuck and Craig.
Welcome to Technorama. This is the show that takes a lighthearted look at tech, science, sci-fi, and all the feedback from the geeks. This is the show for September 24th, 2007. I am Chuck Tomasi, and with me is the other half of the binary duo, Craig Stepp. How are you, Craig?
The binary duo. That's right. I'm doing good, man. How you doing?
Awesome. Getting excited to go.
I know. Vacation's starting right now. Right now.
We're there.
Yep.
My brain's been on vacation for a couple of days because I haven't been in real work.
Days? Like a month.
For those of you that are new, this is the companion podcast to Technorama with all of your email and voicemail comments. If you're new to Technorama, there is another major piece to this. If this doesn't make any sense, go back one show, have a listen, because this is where you get to participate in the show. Pull up a chair, have a listen to us, a few of our closest friends who wrote in, called in the listener line, or sent us an audio clip about what we said in that last show. So, like these people.
Hey guys, this is Eric from New York. Listening to your show, and the guy called up about the minivan with the blue license plate and a yellow smiley face on it.
Yeah.
Well, in New York, there's a couple of things. We have double plates, front and back. But dealers who buy a car from somebody will stick their dealer plate in the windows, not on the car itself, and they drive it from place to place. Let's see. If you buy a car from out of state, you get a 30-day
paper plate. Yeah.
Which people put in the window. Dodge Ram. If you ever look at some of the Dodge Rams, they actually have two places for license plates. And people do put funny plates in the second spot. That's my thought. Eric from New York, catch you later. And I hope this is the right phone number. Bye.
And it is.
Sorry, it was the wrong number.
Yeah.
Well, that kind of makes sense. I wonder if... I have to imagine Bruce would have noticed a paper temp plate, because they do that here, too.
Yeah, that was the wrong number. He was looking for Chip and Greg.
You've called Chick Chat. No, that makes sense. I didn't know that the Dodge Ram had two places, but he said it was a minivan. So, Bruce, you're going to have to call us back and see if there may have been a possibility that it was a dealer or a temp plate or something. Dealers will usually have the magnetic ones. Unless they have like a plastic tailgate or a trunk or something,
yeah.
then they get that rubber mechanism. What do you call it? It's a frame, but it also has straps that you can hang into the trunk, and then you just close the trunk on it, and it's hanging out the trunk.
Yeah. So, Bruce, clarification, please.
Or at least identify whether it was the possibility that we might have missed a template somewhere.
Yeah, something like that.
Hey, Chuck, Craig, and Bruce. This is Matt.
Hey, Matt.
The north side of California. And, hey, Bruce, you were down in SoCal. And you said there's a license plate with a happy face on the front.
Yeah. Yes.
California law is license plate in front and back. But let me tell you, if you're down in SoCal, cops don't care about license plates, man. They're busting gangbangers and drug dealers. They don't really care about stuff like that.
Better things.
They've upgraded.
I saw the other day a car, because I have this fascination with personalized plates. I always take pictures of personalized plates. That's kind of sick. But anyway, I saw a car that had a personalized plate on the front, and a non-personalized plate on the back. That's highly illegal. But I see the car almost every day now because it's over by my house. I think it's kind of weird. It's one of those wacky California things.
Yeah.
Anyway, see ya.
I see all kinds of illegal things, too, and I'm surprised they're not stopped, because I've heard many a time, and I haven't been able to verify this, and maybe this is where we need to get Steve Morosky to tell us, the window tinting on the front side windows, like driver and passenger up front seats, is that legal or illegal? Because I heard it's legal if it's factory applied, but why would the factory applied if it's not legal in all states?
Yeah, I don't know.
Now, the Michigan has just a rear plate now. They used to be both. So my parents have, they still drive around with a 1976 license plate, even though they've gone through numerous vehicles since then. The front is license, front license plate says SCUBA on it, just because that's what they're doing in 1976.
Oh, well, you know, in South Carolina, we don't have, we only require one tail light. One tag.
And a gun rack. Yeah.
And windshields out and one tail light. No,
but you only require one.
The tag, only one tag. And I drove around with a Maryland tag for a long time because it's what came on the Super Beetle I had. Oh, the college days.
No, Wisconsin has both front and back. What's interesting is all the vehicles do not necessarily come with a front fastener. A lot of these vehicles, it's just a rounded bumper. Where are you supposed to put this thing? Oh, well, for $50 extra. Like, yeah. No, you're selling me the vehicle. You put that thing on there.
Well, that's like the Beetle, the new Beetle I got. It's a smooth front, but there's a place where you can... They know where to put the hole, and there's, like, screw holes behind it.
Okay.
You know,
I think that's the way my Toyota Sienna is also.
Yeah, but I'm not sticking anything on the front of my car.
Why not?
I ought to put one of those little Apple stickers on my hood.
That would look pretty good on a Beetle, actually.
Yeah, well, you know, one time I saw an older Beetle. It was painted with the face of the Joker on the front, and it had purple and black pinstripes on down the side. It was kind of cool.
Paint stripes down it, paint it yellow, put stripes down it, and say it's Bumblebee.
Yeah, yeah. That made the diehard fans happy.
Whoops.
Hey, guys, this is Scott Reynolds.
Hi, Scott.
I was just listening to your last feedback show, and it struck me as odd. You guys are, like, old or something.
Or something.
Because you don't rewind the TiVo, or you just skip back, you know? The DVR, you just skip. Who rewinds? Who fast forwards these days? Jeez, guys, this is 2007. Hey, just joking. Anyway, 101 guys, talk to you later.
Yeah, we're old, and he's 6 months older than me, so there.
Rewind. Fast forward.
Actually, what's the 28th? Friday? Saturday? Friday.
Yeah.
The 28th Friday is Scott's birthday.
Is who?
Happy birthday, Scott.
I'm sorry?
Scott.
Oh.
Caller.
Oh,
that's his.
Cool.
And... I can counter his argument. You don't turn off the lights either. You switch them off. But everybody says turn off because it's a carryover from the old gas days. So there.
Well.
We're just carrying the terminology along.
Well, I'm still using my Beta with the wired remote.
Hey, guys. This is Scott Reynolds again. Man, I hate getting interrupted by a business phone call. Two thoughts. Feedback on your feedback show from last week. First off, I think in terms of tenths of hours and hundredths of hours even, because that's 36 seconds, right? I think about that on pretty much a weekday basis. The other thing is, Bruce mentioned about the cell phones and the atomic clocks being different. Well, in my neck of the woods, AT&T wireless, I mean AT&T wireless is 28 seconds fast. So that's not too bad. I thought it was worse. Just a thought. 101, guys.
I wonder if those networks are off just because of latency getting the information down the network.
Could be.
Of course, he said his was fast. What did he say, 24 seconds?
Did he say fast? I thought he said it was 28 seconds off. I didn't catch whether it was behind her.
I thought he said fast, so... I don't
but
know.
6 minutes, that's a little ridiculous. That's not even close enough to be, like, off of a bad NTP server or anything.
No, the 6 minutes came from my car, remember?
Yeah. Okay. Oh, and then Bruce said that you noticed the cell networks were not synced with the atomic clock either. Okay.
Yeah. Hmm. We got that solved now?
Let's ask Victor.
Victor, yeah.
We'll be seeing him. Victor, what's up with the phone time?
Yeah, that's right. Well, yeah, he'll fill us in.
Hey, guys. JT from the Gigcast here. I'm at the Countryside Mall in Clearwater, Florida.
Yes.
And the Scientologists have a Dianetics Coisk set up, or kiosk set up. They offer free stress tests. I may have to secretly wire myself up and get tested someday for you guys, see how that goes. Anyway, thought that was kind of interesting. I never saw that before. It must be relatively new. All right, guys, enjoy your trip to San Fran and Media Expo. I will catch up with you when you get back. 101.
Well, he should be out there with us.
We shall hoist one for you.
He should be out there with us.
I know. Well, I think they spend their money on MegaCon, which is in Florida, which is a big comic book convention.
Oh, okay. Yeah, you're right.
So that's kind of where, he blew his budget, his podcasting budget.
I'll give him forgiveness on that, I suppose.
Yeah.
Hey, Chuck Chat, Technorama, listener line. How you doing? JT Shea from the Gigcast here.
Much clearer.
Just want to let you guys know, have a great trip. Enjoy your flight across the country. Fly safe. Have a good time. And be sure to kick some ass at the Portable Media Expo.
I'll kick Craig's
podcast thingy that you're going to. Have fun, guys.
Thank you very much.
Yes, thank you.
Looking forward to going.
Yeah, the Expo Smackdown 3.
Woo!
Chuck, wow, come on. I'm listening to listen to feedback, show 185, and you say the Michigan State Wolverines. I am disgusted. It is the University of Michigan Wolverines and the Michigan State Spartans.
Oops.
Mix that up again, and you will have the entire wrath of Michigan on you.
Aaron Gray, Linda Gray.
Other than that, let's go Blue. 101.
What are they going to do? Roll your yard and put shaving cream on your windshield?
He's obviously forgetting this little snippet from the show. Uh-huh. And there's a reason I do that, so to make sure you're listening to the whole show. That way you can pick out the things that are wrong and call us back, and then I know you listened. It's kind of like an encryption key, right?
Yeah. And the only one that can decipher it is the one that knows the answer. Is that right?
Oh, like this is the first time we've ever gotten anything wrong on Technorama.
Yeah, right.
Not done yet.
Oh,
they is green and white, and University of Michigan, that would be the Wolverines, are blue and yellow. Go Blue 101. Yeah, bye.
Well, I remember the gold blue part. That was easy. I just remember.
So it's okay for him to get it wrong, but not you.
Yeah.
At least he corrected himself right away.
More than we can do.
Yeah.
All right, I think that's going to do it. That's all the feedback we have for this show. We
that's it.
Are looking forward to...
We just got two more before the show. That's it, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, well, short one today. We'll save the listener some time.
Yeah, some grief.
We're traveling anyway.
Yeah. Yes, we're traveling anyway. And you know what? I'll have this up as soon as I can. But you know what? It won't matter because... You're listening to me say this now.
Yeah, it's already been done.
So, enjoy.
Yeah, hope we didn't keep you waiting.
Yeah.
All right, that's it for this time. We appreciate your support. If you'd like to leave us some feedback about the right football team or colors or whatever it was we said, no wonder we're not a sports show. What do you think? We never get our RAM or hard drives mixed up, do we?
No.
Give us a call on the listener line, 206-222-CHAT 2428. That's 206-222-2428.
Hey.
Or send us an email, technorama@chuckchat.com. We'd love to hear from you. Or there's always a donation in the tip jar.
Donation.
That was a subliminal message. You can also write us reviews on Podcast Alley, Podcast Pickle, iTunes, or many one of the many other subdirectories.
Yeah, subdirectories. Hey, Chuck. Hey, listen.
Yeah.
Tell everybody, since we're out in California this week, be sure to check the blog on the website because I'll put up notices on what we're doing and where we're at. Plus, I'll put up notices. Also, whenever we have the webcam up, I will, since we got Ustream and everything now.
Oh, that's true.
I will turn it on whenever humanly possible.
You'll probably see both of us in the same frame.
Yeah.
Instead of one in each window.
Yeah, the website will be lopsided. But I will try and turn it on whenever I can.
Alrighty, sounds good.
Okay.
Hey, we want to thank everybody who puts their time and effort into this show. Mad Mar for all the great blog content he provides during the week. Scott Reynolds and Ustream for the modest webcam streams, audio streams that we have.
It's easy for you to say.
Seem to be working tonight. And the chat room from freenode.net. Also wanted to remind you that this show is a proud member of Friends in Tech. You can find out more at friendsintech.com. We're also affiliated with the great people over at Farpoint Media and all the audio content they have there. Lots of fun stuff to listen to.
Yes.
If you're getting this show the old-fashioned way by clicking on it on the website, you might want to subscribe. It's easier. You don't have to think manually. Although, we do like you to go to the website, don't get me wrong. But we also like you to get this automatically, like fresh bread being delivered in the morning. Mm. There's your Technorama waiting for you, like a hot cinnamon bun. Anyway, let us know if you don't know how to do that. Till next time.
I was thinking more of a yeast roll.
I'm getting fat just listening to this. Till next time, tell a friend about Technorama and give us a binary high five.
101.